Today's daf is daf Dalet, and the Gemara is in the midst of a discussion about when we find the Isser Bal Tacher being applied to Nazirus. And we said if a person takes upon himself a Nazirus, then there's no Bal Tacher anymore. He's actively a Nazir. So the Gemara had given a number of different answers, and the Gemara is going to give a few other answers now. So the top of Dalet and Alpha, the Gemara says, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Kigon. An example of Bal Tacher by a Nazir is Kigon de Neder of Huba Beis Kfaros. He took a Neder while standing in the Beis Kfaros. So one of the Yisurim that applied to a Nazir, the three Yisurim that applied to a Nazir, one of them is not drinking wine or grapes, that's one category. The other Isser is not cutting your hair. And the third Isser is not becoming Tamei Lames. So he's standing in the Beis Kfaros, and he takes upon himself Nazirus.
To his mother, to his father, to his sister.
Oh, in terms of that. So those are halachas we're going to see. So so again, he's standing in the Beis Kfaros, of course, which is the place of Tumas Meis, and he takes upon himself Nazirus. So what's the explanation here? So if you look at the Ran says, this is around eight narrow lines down in the Ran, it says, Kigon Shenezer Nazir Vahuba Beis Kfaros. He now has to leave the Beis Kfaros right away and then take upon himself Nazirus. If he doesn't leave right away, he violates the Isser. So it sounds like the Isser takes place miyad, right away. If you look at, anyone argue on this pshat here? Let's see.
Just continue.
But there was a. You know, we're going to. We will explain further. So you look at. You see the rush in the inside column. Kigon shenazir v'hu be'beis kfaros v'over be'bal tacher im amad be'osa tumas shlosh regalim v'lo nitar l'mitzas naziros. So the Ran says the Isser takes place right away if he doesn't leave. The Rush says you have to wait three regalim. If three regalim pass and he doesn't take upon himself Nazirus, then he's going to violate the Isser. So that's machlokas.
When did he decide to become a Nazir?
When he's in the Beis Kfaros.
Oh. When he's there.
But the thing is, he didn't say, I am a Nazir. He says, I will become a Nazir, right?
He says he...
Because he cannot say, he cannot become a Nazir while he is in the...
Well, exactly. So he says he wants to become a Nazir, and
he
it's not...
want to become a Nazir.
Well, it is where he says, I am a Nazir, but we'll say it doesn't work. When you're in the Beis Kfaros, it can't work because you're Asr now. You're not a Nazir. So he has to fulfill that obligation when he leaves.
Because he didn't have any even a minute of Hechsher.
Exactly.
That's what it is,
really, right? Right. Okay. But so then the Gemara says, Hanicha, this all makes sense. Hanicha l'mandamar... Lo chayla le nazirus me'alter. That all makes sense. If you say he tries to become a Nazir while in the Beis Kfaros, but it doesn't work, so then the Isser Bal Tacher takes place if he doesn't leave the cemetery. But there is an opinion that says, even though he's standing in the Beis Kfaros, and he takes upon himself Nazirus, the Nazirus is in fact chal, even
over,
on Beis Kfaros. So there's no Bal Tacher anymore. So the Ran points out that this is a machlokas to Amoraim here. If you look at the Ran, Hanich l'man damar lo chayla nazir salel alter, it's a pluk so the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish repair gimel de nazir. They argue the Rabbi Yochanan I achil v'shasa yayin bebeis kfaros laka to chayla leha nazir miyad. So the guy is standing in the Beis Kfaros and he takes upon himself, I'm going to be a nazir while standing in the cemetery. Then he eats grapes or drinks wine. Rabbi Yochanan says you get malchus because the nazir is chal. However, and you don't. There is no nazirus right now. And if you were to eat grapes or drink wine now, there would be no iser, no malchus on you. And when you exit the Beis Kfaros, according to Reish Lakish, you would have to now retake upon yourself nazirus. What's interesting, though, is
according to both, it's not over being tameh.
Exactly. According to both, there's no Isser Tameh, because he's already Kfar Amud V'Tameh.
Right. Interesting.
Okay. So again, so if you assume that there is Nazirus that's Chal right away, which is according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is Nazirus, it's just that you're Tameh now, but if you eat grapes or drink wine, you will get Malchus. So there's certainly no Bal Tacher Lefi Rabbi Yochanan. The Ode, moreover, says the Gemara, Ho'amar Mar Bar Rav Ashi Chayla Nazirus Aleh Me'alter. Doesn't Rashi hold that the Nazirus is Chal right away? V'chi pligi, and the only machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish is only leading in Malkus pligi. Right? So, even from Reish Lakish, who we thought initially says that there is no Naziris when you're in the base Kvaros, Rashi tweaks that understanding. He says, no, Reish Lakish thinks there is a Chiv Naziris. There is a Naziris that's Chah right now. He just thinks you don't get Malkus until you exit, until you have a moment of Tara, then you get Malkus. What was that question, David?
I thought there's no Rashi.
There's a Rashi. It's not really Rashi.
We don't think it's Rashi.
Oh, so
the Ran is on the outside, and then the, did I say Rashi?
What?
Did I say Rashi, or we just?
It says right somewhere. Oh, Rashi said.
Right. What does it say? They refer to it as Rashi, but it's really what they call the Mefarish, the commentator on the side. Okay.
Just on the second question, Ran knew that there wasn't a Rashi, and that's how he wrote it, or they just put, or it just happened to be that there was a Ran, and does Ran write on all the other Masechta?
He doesn't write like this.
No.
The way he writes in the Dharma is very different than the way he writes otherwise.
It seems that he knew that there wasn't a Rashi, and he did it specifically for that.
Possibly. And when you see the Ran in the back, the Ran usually appears on the Rif, sometimes it appears on Chidushim, but on the Rif, he does quote Rashis, he does have somewhat of a running commentary, and does have some discussions, but certainly not as elaborate discussions as he has here. But he does have a running commentary sometimes on the back of the Rif, so I'm not sure, I don't know the history.
Who decided what to put down?
The editor. Okay, one second.
So Naziris falls right away.
Exactly. Ravashi, according to both Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Naziris is chal right away. The only debate is, does one get Malkus or not? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just looking on the side. Anyone says anything different here?
So that would answer that there is Baal Teacher in this case.
No, there is no Baal Teacher, because Naziris is Chal right away.
So according to Ruvah, there is no Baal, that's not a good answer.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so interesting. If you look at Tosos for a second, you see Tosos around 6 wire lines down in Tosos, Dibur Maschel V'chi Pligi Le'inin Malkos. On the bottom left. So, Tosus writes, V'chi Pligi Le'inin Malkos. The Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is whether or not you get Malkos. But everyone agrees that Naziris is Chal while standing in the base Kfaros. So the Tosus explains, Lav Dafka, Ela Kolomer Le'inin Malkos de Tuma. There's only a Machlokas about Malkos for being Tame, for standing in the base Kfaros. Aval, Mode de Malkos Ika Ishosi Yain O Megaleach. But Tosus says that the Machlokas, everyone agrees though, one would get Malkos for drinking wine or cutting the hair. The only machlokas is about the tuma getting tame, because Rabbi Yochanan says you get malchus because you nazir is chal and now you're tame. Reish Lakish says you were already tame before you became a nazir, so you can't get malchus on that tuma which you already were. So that's what how Tosa understands this.
Everybody agrees that he gets malchus on drinking wine or grapes. It's just the question is if he also gets malchus about tuma.
Exactly.
What about the inyan that he, because of the inyan of tumah, that nether cannot be tame? So, milchatchila, he cannot be a nazir in a bet kvarot. And because he took upon himself to be a nazir in bet kvarot, so this is the iso.
Well, that's the Baal Teacher.
No.
That's what the Gemara is bringing. The iso is
No, to begin with, nazir cannot be in tame.
Right.
Now he's in bet kvarot and he takes a decision. He saw something and I want to be a nazir because of that. But he's in bet kvarot. So what about the case that you're not allowed to begin with because of the tumah, you know? And because that you took upon yourself in this second when it's not allowed, then...
That's what Tosfos is saying. He's saying that you get malchus because that's what you
did. I think that was asking, how could the Naziris be chal if the moment you take it, there's an issa right now?
Right. There is no moment of action.
There is a machlo. There's a discussion in the Gemara of Tumura, Rav and Abaye, about e avid lo mahani. If a person violates an avera, will that avera have any chalos? So let's say the Gemara talks about a number of examples. Let's say I steal something from you. That's an iser. Can I then, if I steal, do I get ownership of it? How can I gain ownership through an iser? So the Gemara brings back and forth whether I get ownership. There's something called Kinyan Gzela. So they point out here also, this very question, how could the Naziris be Chal? If I'm violating an Isser while creating Naziris, the Naziris shouldn't be Chal. It's called Iyavid Lomahani. If I do something wrong, it shouldn't have any effect, shouldn't have any Chalos. Right. So they end up answering that concept, Iyavid Lomahani, is if the only way to accomplish the result is through an Isser, let's say stealing is the only way to get it, then stealing won't create a kinyan because that's the only way I could get from your object, your item, if I steal it from you. But here, if I stepped outside the cemetery, if I was Tower, I could have created a Naziris. So even though I'm doing it towards Isser, it's still going to be Chal.
There's no halacha not to accept Naziris in Matnot.
Okay. Back to the Gemara now. So the Gemara again wants to know, according to, if you assume that a person while standing in the base kfaros, he takes upon himself Naziris, then Naziris is Chal, so where's the Baal Tacher by Naziris? So, Afil Hachi says to the Gemara, Komle b'Baal Tacher, Mishum de Kom Acher, Naziris de Taro. Yes, Naziris is Chal, but so long as he doesn't leave the base kfaros, he doesn't get to start the count, the process of the 30 days of Taro. He's delaying that. There's a chiv, an active chiv on him, but he's not beginning the days of Tara. And that's what the Isser Baal Tacher is.
So there is Baal Tacher.
Exactly, it is Baal Tacher.
And the Tara part
of it. Right. Then the Gemara quotes another suggestion. Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav Ika, Amar, over Baal Tacher, Taglachaso. You're over the Isser Baal Tacher of the shaving of the head. At the end of the Naziris, the way it works is the Nazir shaves his hair. That hair actually is used to fuel the fire. When the Nazir brings his carbon, he has to bring it to Beis HaMikdash and he cooks it. So the hair that he cuts is used to fuel the fire under this carbon. So that's the Isser. You're delaying the shaving of your hair. V'lomi ba'i l'man damar taglachas ma'akeves. Needless to say, the opinion who thinks taglachas is essential to becoming tahor, it's ma'akev. If you don't shave your hair, you're not tahor. Certainly, in that opinion, if you're delaying that, that's going to be a violation of Baal Tacher. But Ella, filu man damar taglachas eino ma'akeves. Even in the opinion who thinks that taglachas is a mitzvah ba'alma, but it's not ma'akev, even that opinion will think, mitzvah giluach mi'a lo mekayma. You still haven't mekayim the mitzvah, even though it's not likuvah, you still didn't do the shaving of the hair. So that's the Baal Tacher. The Baal Tacher is on the delaying of the shaving of the hair. Okay, so just if you look at the Ran says, I'm just looking at one thing here, sorry. If you look at the Ran, four medium wine lines down, taglachas ma'keves. He tells us that the background for this, plugsa hi de Rabbi Elazar Rabbanim, it's machlokas in Gemar Nazir Daf Mem Vav. Did the Rabbi Eliezer hadachsiv achar yishtem hanazir yain, after the nazir becomes tahor, he may drink wine. This week's parsha, hainu achar kol hamaisim kulam, after he does all the necessary processes, or necessary steps of the process. Dahainu taglachas vahartasas damim, which means shaving his hair, sprinkling the blood of the carbon. After all the actions, only then can one drink wine. So the taglachas is makeves, his tahara. However, the Rabbanan hold miyad shehevi karbonosav mutar b'yayin, even though he has not yet shaved his hair, according to the Rabbanan. So that's the machlokas, the delaying of the taglachas. Okay. Then the Gemara says that.
So I'm sorry. So according to this, when he is he's Baal Tacher on Nazir, or he's on Baal Tacher on the specific mitzvah of Giluach? On Giluach.
Interesting. It sounds like it's Baal Tacher on the Giluach.
On the Giluach.
Well, it might be a difference, actually.
He doesn't, he still has a whole process. I mean, he still has a process to go. Or the Giluach is after the Damim or before the Damim?
But how can we tell Baal Tacher on Giluach? Because he's in Bet Kvarot.
No, this is a whole different story. This is a story he already finished he already finished.
Fine, so what's the Baal Tacher? If he doesn't take a haircut, that's
because that's part of the mitzvah of finishing the process.
I think actually, correct, but the Gemara says both opinions will think right. If you delay that taglachas, it will be a violation of Baal Tacher.
It says according to the one who's miak, for sure he's Baal Tacher, but that for sure is Baal Tacher on Naziris. But according to one who's not miak, he shouldn't be on Baal Tacher on Naziris. He could be Baal Tacher on
the question is, you must do taglachat after 30 days, Or you can continue the Nazirut for 45 days. Can you?
No, I think if you took upon yourself Nazirus for a set of time, it's over.
Period,
yeah. You can take upon yourself another Nazirus if you want, but that one is done with.
In itself, you shouldn't take Nazirus. That's why you bring a korban, because you're not allowed to restrain yourself from things.
Bli nazir, bli neder.
So can you take another Nazirus on day 15 for another 30 days? Then why do you do shaving at the end of the first third?
Right. Good question. We'll probably have to see the Gemara's on Nazir about that. I think they talk about all these different cases.
Oh, there's a different Masechta about Nazir.
Oh, yeah. So it's a long, yeah.
It's after this one. It's the next one. I'm surprised they're going so much into detail with this and not on that Masechta.
Nazirus is a lot of Nazir talk. When we get to Masechta's Nazir, you'll see a lot of it. Okay. Looking back for a second for something you asked.
Which Masechta we started from the beginning?
Psachim.
Psachim?
Mm-hmm.
Which number is Psachim?
We mean with the Ra?
Yeah.
Psachim, it was Psachim.
Psachim, sorry, yeah. What number is it?
It's going to be 2 years.
Brachos Shabbos, right? Erevin, the fourth one.
Meaning I'm talking about the number of the article.
Oh.
We started 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
How many books?
Now it's exactly 2 years.
Yeah.
Soon, right?
Yeah, just about.
You should do a 2 year birthday.
Okay.
We used to be Siyum, now we stop with this. Why am I Sechta?
No, we're doing. It's between Chamara and Harry.
Yeah, we used to be nice in the house, in the restaurant, whatever. Now it's the easy way out.
Okay, so you.
Get ready. Next March, I'm doing a Siyum birthday.
But next March?
Yeah, because I'm finishing.
This coming March? Oh, this coming March.
9 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Baruch Hashem.
Mark on the calendar.
All right. Yeah. It's going to be a big party.
Sure, I'll go to East Asia with you. Celebrate there.
We'll take a trip.
Okay. Says the Gemara halfway down. Mar Zutra Breder of Mari, Amar, over Babal Tachar Karbonosav. What's referring to, if a person delays the bringing of the carbon, his 30 days are up, he's not ready to become tar, but he delays bringing the carbon, that's when a person violates Baal Tacher. So, now according to this, the Ran up until now, by each of the examples before, a person stands to the basic pharos, or he's delaying the taglachas, the Ran said if he delays it even for a moment, he violates Baal Tacher, but it comes to the carbonos, so once we take this example of delaying the carbonos, says the Ran, this is three medium wide lines up, Baal Tacher, carbonosov, lahacho kimta, according to this answer of the Gemara, eino over Baal Tacher, elalacher gimel regalim. Since it becomes in the parsha of carbonos that we've been mentioning before in the Gemara's Rosh Hashanah, then you have three regalim to bring the carbonos.
But isn't it part of the process of the end of Netziot is the korban?
It is, yeah.
So, you're taking tiglachat, and you cannot drink wood wine without the korban. Meaning, so how it's not Baal Tacher?
You can't bring.
Meaning, you did 30 days. Now you go to Bet Hamikdash, shave your hair.
Right.
Part of the process is the korban.
Correct.
Okay. So what? So if I didn't do it for another two regalim, it's big time Baal Tacher because you didn't finish the process of the nazirut, which is me'akev.
No, the nazir. Process is over after 30 days.
But it's not over until you complete the stage.
No,
it's
over. You just don't have a heter to drink wine until you've brought the carbon. But it's over. My obligation is complete.
What is the responsibility with the obligation besides drinking wine?
You drink wine, tamei meis, and cutting your hair. It's not until you bring the carbon, does that permit those three serum. So I still have to, my nazirus is over, but there's no heter yet of those isurim until I've brought the carbon.
It seems so. He said, "V'miri katav shegam lefi de'azu over bebal techer imenu makriv et korbanado et korbanatav miyad."
Uh-huh.
So same
thing with the teglachat.
So the Meiri holds that it's not shalosh regalim, that it's
interesting. I wonder why it's different. Why is it different than any other korbanos?
Because when you give me a korban, this is part of a process. It's not in the dava or some kind of.
It's not standing alone. Uh-huh.
I think so. I don't know. I was also surprised a little bit that they would say that you can wait three shalosh regalim.
Okay.
But
actually, I can relate to that. But you can wait shalosh regalim because the korban, it's a different korban is too matir. you to go to regular activity, comparing to the tiglachat, which is mamash part of the process of nezirut.
Right, yeah. That's a difference. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Mar Zuch, no, we did that right, Minhacha Nafkalei, Minhacham Nafkalei. Wait a second, the Isser Baal Tacher by Karbanos of Nazir is learned out from here. From this case, we have another source for it. Minhacham Nafkalei, Ki Darash Yidrashenu. This is a pasuk in the context of Baal Tacher. Let's find the pasuk on the side. The pasuk says, I'll read it on the side. Ki Sidur Neder Lashem, Lokecha, a person makes a nether, Lo Sa'acher Lishamo, should not delay its fulfillment. Ki Darosh Yidrashenu Hashem Lokecha, Hashem's going to seek it out, Meimach, from you, Hayabachachet, and then you're going to have a sin. And the Gemara brings a Joshua. What does it mean, Ki Darosh Yidrashenu, that he's going to seek it out? Elu Chataos Vashamos. So when it comes to Karbanos, Hashem wants it, and you have three regalim to bring it. So why do we have to have a separate case here of Karbanos by Nazir? It should be included, it's Pasha that's Baal Tacher by Karbanos. Why is Nazir any different? So the Gemara says, you would have thought otherwise. Mal Desema, what would you have thought, Tchidashu, Shechit Shetorah ben Nazir? That since Nazir is a whole Chidash in its own right, maybe it's not subject to the normal rules of anything, of Baal Tacher, of Karbanos. And that's why you have to bring a special example that, no, Baal Tacher also applies to the Karbanos of Nazir. So what's the chiddush? My chiddush, what's it unique about Nazir that it wouldn't be, you would have thought it wouldn't fall into the normal category of karbanos? So my chiddush asks the Gemara, Ilema de lo matvis le lechatas Nazir. If it's that you cannot be matvis, you cannot create your own chadas Nazir. If a person's not a Nazir, he can't say, I'm taking upon myself a chadas Nazir. It just doesn't work. You can't do that. Masha'en kain, a person wants to take upon himself a neder, a person may take a neder. So maybe that's why you think Nazir is unique. Where he says it's not really unique. Because the same thing applies that But what do you mean? I cannot pick a neder to chadas chaylev if I didn't eat any chaylev. Chaylev is the iser fat. I can't say, I'm taking upon myself to bring a chadas chaylev. You can't do that because only a chadas chaylev only comes if you actually eat a chaylev. Yet, if I do have to bring a chadas chaylev, if I did eat chaylev and I don't bring the chadas, I will violate Baal Tacher. So same thing by Nazir. If I take upon myself a nazirus and I don't bring it, it will be subject to Baal Tacher, no different than a chadas chaylev. So you can't say the unique aspect is Nazir, that you cannot take upon yourself chadas Nazir if you're not actually a Nazir. It's not true. It still can be subject to Baal Tacher, no different than the Chatas Chelev, which one cannot take a nether on. Yet, if one has to bring one because he ate Chelev, he would violate Baal Tacher. So, El Gmar says, my Chidusha, what's the Chidush of Nazir? So, I would have thought, Hol v'im amar harini Nazir, afil min chartan, havi Nazir chol. If a person says, I'm only going to be Nazir for one item, just for the seed, for the pit of the grape, only the pit, I'm going to be a Nazir. Still, even though he takes upon himself Nazirus for a very narrow part, he becomes a Nazir for all Isurim, for the entire grapes, for wine, for cutting the hair, and for Tamei Meis. So since there's a certain Chumrah by Nazir, Eima lo la'avar ala mishum Baal Tacher, so maybe one would think, at least since it's different, maybe there shouldn't be an Isur of Baal Tacher either by Karbanos. Kamashma that there is. Okay. So let's see for a second here. Right, so again, that's the unique aspect. What does the Ran say here?
Meaning we are I don't understand, we are learning Baal Tacher from, not from Nazir.
We are learning Baal Tacher as a separate, the Xerish, the Hekesh from Nazir and Nedarim. And the Ran is basically asking, why do we need a Hekesh?
But the Pasuk of Baal Tacher that we just read is from, it falls on Nedarim, not on Nazirus, right?
Correct. But we would think, why would you think there should be any difference? It's a Nazirus as Karbanos. All Karbanos are included in that Pasuk of Baal Tacher.
No, but so my question is, this Pasuk of Kitidor Neder Lashem and that we learn from Baal Tacher from, is, we know then the question is, can you learn Nazirus from Nedarim, not Nedarim from Nazirus? That's the question.
Correct. I mean, why do you need to learn Nazirus from Nedarim? By a Hekesh,
right.
Shouldn't the Karbanos of Nazirus be Pashit, that is Baal Tacher?
Right, so here it says that there is a specific Chumrah more than anything else that we learn from it.
It's not, you can't really say a Chumrah because it ends up being a Kula, but there's something different, something unique about Nazir that you wouldn't learn from Nadarm,
right.
And therefore since it's not normal halachas of other Karbanos, maybe it's not subject to the Baal Tacher. Kamash Malan, we have a hekesh of Nazir to Nadarim. Tell me, just like Nadarim has Baal Tacher, so too Nazir has the Isser Baal Tacher. So the Gemara says, Hanichel Ma'anamar, that all makes sense. If you actually hold that way, that if you take upon yourself Naziris for a specific item, only for the pit of the grape, for example, and then it's chal on everything, Rabbi Shimon rather, but according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds no, if you take a Nazir on a pit, then it doesn't work. You have to take Naziris on everything, a full-fledged Naziris. So there's nothing unique about Nazir. Nazir is like a regular nether. You take whatever you take a nether on, that's what the nether's on. And moreover, the Gemara asks, Hai Chiddush L'Chumru. The Chiddush is a Chumra. We're saying, if you assume that Nazir L'Echad Nazir L'Kulam, so that's a Chumra, that even though I took a Nazir only on the pit, the Chumra is that it applies to everything. So how could they be having it to think that there should be a kula, that maybe there shouldn't be Baal Tacher? It's the opposite directions, right?
To me, it was a chumra, not
right.
A kula.
So it's a chumra to a kula, that you can't right. Do a chumra to a nudge is a chumra, and then drop it to a kula. The way to understand the Gemara was that it's just unique, it's different. But the Gemara says, you know, you can't just view it as being unique, you have to view it as chumras and kulas. So the Gemara rejects that. Se'ela mai chidusha, what's a chidushir? The Sakadat, the Chiddush by Nazir, that you would have thought maybe there shouldn't be Baal Tacher. The Sakadat, I mean, I would have thought, Hoyil, going back, going on to Dalam and Beis now, Hoyil v'im Gilach, Al Achas Mishloshan, Yotza, there if I were to Shecht on one, and you look at the top Rashi in Dalam and Beis, Shim Gilach Al Achas Mishloshan, the Nazir Chayv Shalosh Karbonos. So there are three Karbonos that the Nazir has to bring at the end of his Naziris, an Ola, a Chatas v'shlamim. Like the pasuk says, "V'yekrives karbonol Hashem keves ben shnasa tamim." V'imlo hevi ela chatas. Let's say he only brings the chatas. Migalech alav. He can shave his hair after bringing just the chatas. V'hainu chiddush. That's a chiddush. Masha einkin says Rashi. B'shar karbonos. All other ones. Ulhachi ema ain over b'baal tacher. That there's a certain kula. Comes to Nazir, you just have to bring one of the three to be matter you. So it's a kula. So too, maybe there shouldn't be an iser baal tacher either. Kamash Malan, that there is. So again, Im Gilach Alachas Mishloshim, back to the Gemara, Yatza, Lo Lav Ralev Babal Tacher, Kamash Malan, one in fact is going to violate Isser anyways.
Why are you talking about why somebody takes upon himself Nazir? Because if you did something, that's what you need to do, or just what's behind it?
So there's one example. They say it's not a good thing to become a Nazir. And they really were very much against it. There's a Gemara about, I forget who the person's name is, but a person was bringing a carbon nazir to the base of Mikdash. Came in with very, very long hair, and the Kohen said to him, why'd you do this? Why'd you take upon yourself Naziris? We're very, very much against this. So he said, one time I was watching my sheep, and then Gemara Nazir says, I was watching my sheep, and I looked into the water. I looked down, I saw my reflection, I saw I was a very handsome individual, like, and I got this strong taiva, I'm such a handsome person. I said, no. I'm taking upon myself Naziris to grow my hair long and not to look disgusting. So the Kohen said there should be more people like you to take Naziris. But since most people don't have those types of intentions, whatever intentions they have, I don't know. So, but if it's for good reasons to prevent, to be mafrish, to be porish from taivas and other things, then that's a good reason for it. Drinking wine. If a person drinks wine, there's an idea of precious in general. There's machlokas, the Gemara in Tainus talks about whether it's better, I think Nadarim also talks about it, is it better to be Parish or better to be involved? So on one hand, we bring a carbon for becoming a Nazir, a carbon chatas. What did the guy do wrong? He did a good thing. He separated from wine, he separated from Tumas Meis. No, because we're not meant to separate from everything. Why are you creating more Isurim than you have to? So there's a big machlokas. Should a person fast? Should a person not fast? This is a debate in the Tanaim down to the Rishonim, down to the Poskim, whether it's a good idea to separate from things, or maybe to engage things and to elevate things. Yom Kippur is about precious, separating. Purim is a high level that's about drinking and eating, but bring that to a high level. So that's a big debate.
So there's no... It comes from you, the Nazirot.
Exactly. Completely comes from a person. So a person has a certain inclination to become a Nazir, but don't do it. Okay.
Anyway, I don't drink yai, and I don't take yai cut for more than 30 days. What's the problem?
But you can't bring a carbon, though. And then you're going to be stuck. Okay. Fine. So then the Gemara says, so this is the first answer. Then the Gemara says, Ibai Zema, my chidusha, another suggestion for what the chidush is of a nazir, Mishim Delo Matfisa Beneder. because you cannot be matvich. You cannot create a chatas nazir. Unless you're a nazir, you can't make a chatas nazir. I can't say I'm taking upon myself a nether to bring the chatas of a nazir. It doesn't work like that. So that's the chiddush. But the Gemara says, what do you mean? Didn't we have a hadda kash lecha chatas chalev? But didn't we say, I also can't take a nether to bring a chatas chalev. Only if I ate chalev do I have to bring a chatas chalev. But to take a nether to bring a chatas chalev, it doesn't work. Yet, there still is a violation of Baal Tacher, for when I have to bring a chatas chalev, and I don't bring it, I will violate Baal Tacher. So how do you deal with that question? Again, v'hod the kashulach chatas chalev ka'asya l'kapara. It's different. Chatas chalev comes for a kapara. A chatas nazir l'mayasya, it doesn't come for, it doesn't answer the question, it's rhetorical, it doesn't come for a chatas, it doesn't come for a kapara rather. Yes, it's very different. So, a nazir, even though it's called a chatas, a nazir is a carbon that comes out of a nether. A chatas chalev doesn't come because of a nether, it comes as a response to something, as a kapara. So you can't even talk about making a nether in a chatas chalev. Nothing to talk about. There is one to talk about by Naziris, since the chatas of a nazir comes because it started off as a nether. The guy took upon himself a nether to become a nazir, and that results in a carbon. You can't skip that step, though, to make a nether on the carbon alone. So that's why it's unique. But you cannot compare it to a kaparos. It's completely different. Okay, I just want to look for a second in this run. You go back to the, for a second, if you don't mind. Dalet Amud Aleph. The run is a bit not lagging. He's, I guess, jumping the gun. He spoke. He speaks about Dalet Amud Beis on Dalet Amud Aleph. He speaks about it earlier. If you go to the run, five wide lines down.
He didn't put himself on Amud
Aleph. It wasn't his fault. Sorry, Mechila. That's Mechila. So five wide lines down, the Ran writes, Chatas chelav asil kapar. Explains the Ran, Umishim hachi, for this reason, afal gav de'is be'kula, even though there's a certain kula, de'eno yachala tvisa, it's a kula. You cannot be matfitz v'mneda. You cannot create a nazir, a chatas nazir. Came to mitzvah la'via, l'kapir lav, dinhu shiyavor b'bal tacher. So even though there's a kula, that you cannot bring a chatas chelav through a nether, it's a mitzvah to bring it only as a kapara. It makes sense to be yavur baltach. I'm not getting this quite yet. Aval chatas nazir is bekula. There's a kula dein matfis b'neder v'lo mitzar b'midei d'lekem ala baltacher. You can't be matfis b'neder and there's no iser baltacher. I'm not really sure what I'm reading right now, so let's just skip this in. I saw there's a Rabbi Kvieger on this. I thought maybe it would be something interesting, but I'm not following this, so let's not spend time then. Okay, let's go back to Amud Beis. So that's the second answer. Again, the second suggestion of what the chatas, what the chiddush of nazir is, that you cannot be matvis, you cannot create a nether to just bring the chatas of a nazir. Then the Gemara says, v'hare chatas yoledes tila asu l'kapara, v'avar le mishim bal tacher. But isn't there chatas yoledes, when a yoledes after a woman gives birth, she has to bring an ola and a chatas at the end? But one of them is a chatas, sorry?
Even though she did nothing wrong.
Exactly. At the end, she brings a chatas, and it's not there for a kapara, and yet a person is violating Baal Tacher. So why not by a nazir? Nazir is no chatas, so there should be a violation also when it comes to the karbanos, to nazir. All right, let's... We just look at the Ran for a second, the previous page, just the last Ran on Dalet Amud Aleph. He says, Hare chatas yoledes, three lines on the bottom, chatas yoledes v'lo asu l'kapara. But doesn't yoledes, who doesn't bring a chatas, sorry, she brings a chatas, but not as a kapara. Va'afilu Rabbi Shimon damar b'perka mampelas, gemar nida, do yoledes chotasi. No, she does bring a chatas because she violated Nevera. Do b'shah shakaras, during labor rather, v'yoledes kofetes v'nishmai, she takes a shvua, shelo tizokek l'baila. She'll never be with her husband ever again. So even though Rabbi Shimon thinks there is an element of chet that she violates, she takes a shru never to be with her husband again, the carbon doesn't come because of that chet necessarily, or primarily not because of that chet. Sharei afilu yodas ba'atzma shlo hira b'davar klo mevi carbon. What's the raya? Let's say she never said such a shru at all. She was very nice during the whole labor. It was a C-section. It wasn't so uncomfortable for her, at least during the surgery, but not after. But so it wasn't that uncomfortable during the surgery. So,
no matter what.
So then... I was gonna say something about my own wife's C-section, but she's probably very upset if I say it. Okay, so even in the case where a woman doesn't have hirurim of avera, she still has to bring the chatas. So we see that chatas is not directly correlating to any avera that she did. So the yoledes does not come as a kapara, yet there's an iser bal tacher. So why not by nazir as well? So the Gemara explains. The purpose of the chatas yoledes is coming about to permit her to eat kachim. And that's why it's baal tacher. As opposed to the naziros. The naziros is not about being matir, the nazir from eating karbonos at all. There's no baal tacher. There's nothing that's being delayed here. There's no, again, he's delaying the bringing of the karbon. But it's not a baal tacher on the fulfillment of another mitzvah. Let's see if the Ron explains this a little clearer. But if you see the top Ron here, Kasharia la lamecha bekachim, kedechsiv kaper la hakoin vitara, she becomes tara, the yoledes, that is. Vachias kachim mitzvahi kegon achias psachim da isha nami mechaiva. So the delaying, the baal tacher, is not a baal tacher on the carbon of the yoledes. It's a baal tacher on the ability to mekaim another mitzvah of eating karbonos, carbon pesach. As opposed to the delaying of the carbon of the nazir, it's not holding back from performing any other mitzvah. The bringing the carbon itself is not the baal tacher. It's what's going to result from not bringing the carbon. So from the nazir bringing the carbon, nothing else is being affected by not bringing the carbon by nazir. There's no kapar that's being held back, and there's no hashras of kachim. There's no permission. It's just a mitzvah to bring karbanos.
That's in case he didn't bring one of the three.
Exactly.
If he didn't bring any of them, then it would be.
If he didn't bring any... Wait a second.
Then it's a machlokes. If it's miyakev or not miyakev, I guess. Or what he says that karbanos is miyakev.
No, I think even if he didn't bring any of the karbanos...
He still can bring korban pesach.
The question is why... Well, I hear your question.
But I think we're talking about... I think here in the bottom explained that you're talking about when he didn't bring one of the three.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, what's interesting here is, though, the Ran only focuses on carbon psachim as the mitzvah. In fact, other Rishonim say that there's a mitzvah sachis kachim by all karbanos, not lav dafka psachim. What they point out is, wait a second, by nazir also, you're preventing yourself from doing another mitzvah. What mitzvah? Isn't there a mitzvah to drink wine, havdalah, kiddush? So by not bringing those karbanos, you are preventing yourself from other mitzvos. And they point out the idea to drink wine, it's a Gemara Nazir actually, the idea to drink wine, but kiddush is only divrei sofrim. There's a mitzvah derisa to say kiddush, but to drink the wine and havdalah, that's only divrei sofrim.
Somebody else can drink for you.
Exactly.
But what else?
Or you don't even need to drink wine midiraisa. You can just say it midiraisa.
What about Oneg Shabbat? Oneg does include the chila and shtia and shtia refers
to. It's not the only way to do it. You could also accomplish it through meat or something else. You see that actually, if you look at the Tosos on the side. Wait, how are we doing with time, by the way? Today's Thursday, right? Oh, very bad. Okay, fine. So Tosa points this out. Let's go weiter. Gemara says, Amar Mar, Ma nidarm ha'ab mefer nidre bito, ubab mefer nidre isha. Just like a neder, a father can be made for his daughter's nidarm, and a husband can be made for his wife's nidarm, af nidziros ha'ab mefer nidziros bito, ubab mefer nidziros isha. Same thing. Lam li hekesha. What's the need for a hekesh? Bimematsinu, minidarm. Use bimematsinu, a different type of drasha, not a hekesh. So let's look at what's the difference between these two drashas. So if you look at the Ran, the second line down, tisei b'mamatzinu b'nedarim, hav the akshe hacha tavik hafarav lo akshe la'el. On a different point. That happens to be an interesting point that we don't have time for that though. Okay, so what's this question here? The difference between b'mamatzinu versus hekesh. You didn't explain this. You just asked a very interesting question. Ain't no shemana din. I'm not sure why b'mematzinu is better than hekesh. B'mematzinu is not a hekesh of psukim next to each other. It's just that, just like we find elsewhere such a concept, we apply it here as well. But not because of a hekesh. B'mematzinu, it's a definitional thing. So I'm not sure why that's a preferable to that of a Hekesh, though. So the way they explain it, the Rush apparently explained this, it's not to say that, we should only use a Bemeh Matzinu. Rather, a Nazirus is part of a Neder. It's a type of Neder. Why do you need to come to a Hekesh at all? Isn't Nazirus a Neder? So once Neder, we have the concept of Mefer Nedarim, so Mefer Nedarim, Nazirus should apply just as well, because it's the same exact halacha. It's one definition. So others interpret differently, but let's take it with that. So the Gemara says, what's the answer? Duma gavi nedarim hu de mefer mishum de la isle kitsusa. Maybe only by nedarim does a father and a husband respectively have the rights to be mefer, because nedarim have no end. There's no expiration date. A person takes a neder not to drink wine, or, well, that's a bad example, that's Nazirus perhaps, but a person says, I'm not going to eat this piece of bread, that could be forever. There's no time set on it. So that's where she has no way out. That's why we have built-in exit strategy, the father being mefer, the husband being mefer. It's like kitsusa, there's an end. Let her just wait it out. Let her wait for the 30 days to expire. Why do you have to undermine and to remove it? Kamashmala, no, still, even by Naziris, has the halacha of Hafaris Nadarm. Okay. And then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Ha'omer l'chaveir modirani. This is quoting from the end of the Mishnah, the first Mishnah. And the end of the Mishnah, we already learned, these are called yadayim, yados rather. These are handles, not full indications of what they are, but yados. So the Mishnah had a whole list of things. A person says to his friend, modrani mimcha, you can't get hana from me, or mufreshani mimcha, I'm separate from you, or mirchukani, I'm distant from you. And then it goes on to say, shani ochelcha, that I can't eat from you, shani tomcha, I can't taste from you. That's what the Mishnah said. So the Gemara explains, Amar Shmuel, the kulan, all those cases, ad shiyomar shani ochelcha, shani tomcha, has to be where you also qualify the statement by saying, I'm modrani lecha, that I can't eat from you. Or I'm chokani from you. It's not that there's five separate statements. You have to combine one of each. That I'm separate from you with respect to eating. Asks Gemara, Meisivei, modani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, mufchokani mimcha, hareze aser. As one set of statements. Then another set of statements are, shani ochelcha, shani tomcha, hareze aser. They're two separate statements. Not that you have to say, combine each of the sentences together. So Gemara says, hachi katani. The way to interpret this rice is, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, when is it true when I say Mojuni Chaz Aser? Only when you also say Bomer Shani Ochelcha, or you say Shani Tomcha. But where asks Vahatani Ibcha, doesn't the Brisa say the opposite? It says first, Shani Ochelcha, Shani Tomcha, Aser, and then it says Mojuni Mimcha, Mufushani Mimcha, Mukhakani Mimzeh, Hareze Aser. Sounds like you don't have to say in that order. They are separate statements. Mukhakani alone is enough to make another. You don't have to qualify by saying only when you say, I can't eat from you. So Gemara says, no, Tani Hachi Ukfar Amar Mudrani. When it says, you say, Shani Ochelcha, it works only if you had first said Mudrani Mecha or Mufushani Mecha, only then is the nether going to be effective. Gemara says, Ihachi Hainu Resha. If that's the case of this Brisa, that's exactly the first case of the Mishnah, the two separate things, which is saying it's repeating itself. The Ode, moreover, Aser Lamli Lemitse, it says Aser twice. Sound like they're two separate groups of statements. Now that you have to say both mudranicha and ochelcha for it to be effective. So Ella, the Gemara says, Ella, Shmuel, Taima Damar, Shani ochelcha, Shani tomlecha, de aser, de chaver mutter. If a person just says, I cannot eat from you, I cannot taste from you, I'm aser to you, but you are still mutter to me. Aval, but if one says, going on to the top of Haman Aleph, Aval Amar Mujani Imcha Luchudei, just that alone, that I'm distant from you, Shneim Asurim. I'm Asur to you, I'm also saying that you are Asur to me. You can't get enough from my property, and I can't get enough from your property. And that's how Shmuel concludes. Let's see. Kehad Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Mujani Imcha, Shneim Asurim. Like he explicitly said, when you say that language, Mujani, or Mumchakani, or Mufreshani, that means that we're both Asur to each other. Okay.
We just review this last point.
Yes, last part, sure.
From, you don't have to read, but just where it says, Ha'omer lechaver amuder animer. So basically, the Mishnah just doesn't say any specific, that he follows up with a specific.